check. Y'all can hear me in the headphones. Y'all good?
Nah, actually, I can't hear nothing.
Let me fix this shit again. Hold on.
I can't hear nothing.
What was it? What was it last time? Hold on. Y'all hear anything now?
Check the splitter. Wasn't it there? Was it the?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see. You hear that tone now?
Now I hear it. Oh,
you good?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. No, this is perfect, actually. Don't even.
Turn that down a little bit over there. All right, listen. Future Perfect. Hold on.
No,
all right, yeah. No, I'm not finna yell over some Daryl D. Future Perfect, episode 70. Future Perfect Radio. We back again for another week. I go by the name of Tax. We about to get in some dope music. We'll do intros after we get back. But before we do that really quick, we got a dope show, of course, for our dedicated listeners. You know, an award-winning show. You know?
You're... All the pretty niggas laugh. That's
a light skin laugh if I haven't heard one.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yo, why did you... Yo. All right. Yo, y'all related?
Yo, that's all the wild. Pretty niggas are about to laugh with me.
If I start hearing unison, like, across the streets of
Boston, better run.
I'm just going to be upset. Like, it's not even, this is, I'm just going to be mad.
You can pull that a little bit closer to you. Pull a little bit closer.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I was like,
No,
man.
Up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're going to lean back a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably the lean always gets you.
Yeah, the lean always throws it off. It's like three hands length back when you lean.
Yeah,
baby, get up.
Yeah, he has to tell you about that. That's just nasty.
Oh, we'll get back into it.
I'll tell you about that. That looked kind of nasty.
Nah, that's just nasty. Like,
alright.
The low key. I gotta make that like low key stank face real quick.
It's the auto tune.
When you need auto tune in real life.
Yeah, when you need auto tune in real life, you just talk, but then, like, you move. Alright, pause. Like, you move your tongue back and forth in your mouth when you talk. So, like, baby, get up. Free balance.
So this is what y'all do at work? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yo, he said that shit. We went
mad bored.
Yo, when he said that shit, I was dying. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Free balance. Sing buy me a drink. Buy you a drink like that. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Like, that's just nasty.
That's disgusting.
That's just nasty.
Is that what it, is that what heads did before there was auto-tune? You got a little extra?
When you see a shirt and you don't got, you know, you need auto-tune.
We don't got the auto-tune thing. We need that real quick.
Girl, I can make my own.
Because auto-tune's homemade.
For real.
That's crazy.
I hate that laugh. You can take any regular laugh and just kind of go into it, and it's just like, stop, go back.
Our coworkers hate that laugh too. They always tell us to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they hate though, because they're not pretty niggas.
Yeah,
they ain't light skinned. Damn,
there's like one. You know what's messed up? How a team lead, he made it so like half of the table is light skinned, the other half is dark skinned.
Yeah, we're divided. It's like Captain America Civil War.
For
real.
So one side be laughing like that, and then the other side
we
just
have to stay
just be having stank faces when y'all laughing.
Pretty much.
That's girl, crazy. What you doing?
All right.
Daryl.
That's nasty.
Did I show you that?
He hasn't seen it. That's what the
Spice Adams joint?
Nah.
Oh, I'm going to show you that on the break.
Spice Adams is mad fucking funny.
All right. We're going to get into this Still Tipping. And then we got some Daylight. And then I'm going to throw in some Jetsons right here. Not the show Jetsons, like the band the Jetsons. But you'll figure out why later. So we're going to get into these slaps.
You got the Pacino.
Slaps. Slaps. Yeah, it rolled off my tongue weird. So we're going to get into these and we'll be right back, all right?
Slow down. No, I'm not getting on that. I felt bad. That felt weird in my mouth. That felt weird. Pause. Disgusting.
Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos, pippin' fofos. cool crawling, still balling in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick, slim nigga sticking your chick. Pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping. Bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grain gripping. Still tipping on still four hoes, and no packing, and no packing. Four blowing on that endo, GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. These niggas don't understand me, cause I'm boss hog on candy. Top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding spree wheel, sliding like a escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house, huh? I'm tipping, wool grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your dame missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and serve sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hose bop with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a paint of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. Tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me.
People's champ. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84s poking out at the club, I'm showing out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Biggest diamonds off in my mouth, princess cuts all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range, dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch a house or switch a blast. Mike Jones, he running the game in magnificent. By this cash, Michael Watts, he made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G-Dash took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T. Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's Pow Wow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5'9 South Lee, baby. Holla at me.
California love, stated it was true. You my soulmate, so maiden's what we do. Plus the right arrow, girl, who's greater than this two? Send your genes to be Jean Grey. Fire every dream, so the money go both ways. We'll buy her everything, tell the marketer A1. We'll buy her every ring. I applied for the job, so I'm higher in every scene. Hoping to work out. Wait, we don't take losses. Your body look good, your office of weight bosses. Cause queens need kings, Nefertiti in the new business.
side by side, girl. Are you with this? Who did this to me? You truly.
Cause I've been wanting and wishing and thinking of you. Wondering what you're gonna do. How you gonna
move? Okay, melodies for melodies. It appear what she's selling me. The telefeet, I found love giving a heavy D. Long stroke, slow gear shifting, we change speeds. Going miles per hour, control, we change lead roles. I be your hero, light step through the phone booth. You feel you grown, girl, I feel I'm grown too. Well, that's the soul clue. Gamble, I play the road to dice. I spot the box, it's in my hand. From 10 to 4. You think I'm playing? This is the plan.
Baby.
This is our planet. This how we planned it. To create a future seed, okay. This how we planted. Going nuts in that thing, okay. Fuck it, I'm planters. Hotter than lava, girl, we can be a lantern. Got the whole planet ringing, girl, we can be like Saturn. But that whip too cheap, girl. I'm in too deep, girl. Go.
Almost let that Shaba go too soon. Hey, you well. You know what I mean?
All the pretty niggas in the room laugh.
Right. You know what I mean? I had to bring y'all to the 80s real quick, you know? Hard times out here.
Looking real Miami.
Taco meat. Nah, that's y'all. Yo, he said taco meat.
Got a silk shirt, little jewelry on the club. Looking real Miami.
Yo, you know what I mean? I had to bring out to the top, you get out feel, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's looking at me crazy. He looking at me all like, types of wild. Light-skinned
niggas on some other way.
Yo, dog. 2019,
the year of the light skin.
You know, get down and lay down, you know.
Wow, that's great.
Hey, yo, lighten up, B.
That's disrespectful. You said lighten up, B. It's just a joke.
I'm like, no, thank you. And I'm the firmest, no, thank you. No lighten up here.
Lighten up, B.
Yeah, all right.
That's tough, right?
Future Perfect episode 70. I go by the name of Tax. Byron's not here with us today, but I got my man Zan with the Lean Zanza.
Yo.
Then we got my man Gino Wolf stopping by through today. What's good?
What's good? What's good?
You know what I mean? Had about, you know what I mean? Got a light-skinned nigga in here, so the ratios are different.
It's a little lopsided today.
Taking over.
It's always lopsided. You and Byron are like two shades apart, nigga.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're the odd one out.
I know. I had to shine on y'all, nigga.
You better. He's like, you got some red man in here.
Nah, it's two light skinned niggas. You better grab an umbrella.
Damn.
It was your boy Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's nasty. Yeah.
A little bit.
What's good, fellas? How's everybody doing? How's everybody's week?
Nigga, I saw you at work.
He's like, I know exactly how your day was.
All right, forget you. How was your day?
My week's been straight, you know what I'm saying? It's been pretty busy. It's a lot, a lot of shit going on this week. That's all.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, there's kind of a lot, but I'll be honest. I kind of don't want to talk about everything, but we'll figure it out. Yeah. I was just throwing topics on here because I couldn't think.
It's that type of week, y'all.
It's kind of like, it's just like, oh, that's crazy. And then we move on to the next topic. And it's not good for podcasting or like radio. So I'm like, damn, we have to actually stretch these. I don't got no baking soda today, nigga. I don't know, nigga.
Damn, you literally were like, stretch.
See, I said that as a joke, like when we had a meeting, and like, select few got it.
That was like, how to cook. That's the few.
I was like, y'all make me mad.
Oh, y'all know your way around a kitchen. All right, then.
Yeah, you said that like three times today, and no one laughed.
Oh, no, I said it in the chat.
You said it to Sarah like mad times, and she didn't laugh. I was just watching. She didn't get it. I was like,
I didn't say it to her. I said it to her the other day, but she didn't know. Yeah. Like, she didn't get it. I was like,
that's a sign. I'm like, you never use baking soda? Or something?
She was like, what are you talking about? Stretch like Play-Doh? I was like, what?
Nah. So the joke is like, yo, like when you were making, like in the 80s when they were making Coke, right? In order to stretch like the Coke, they would add baking soda. And so like that's why I was like, damn, I can't keep stretching these calls, nigga. I ain't got no baking soda today, nigga. This shit ain't gonna happen, nigga.
Make sure to write that down, kids. When
Byron ain't here, we don't have words with words with Byron. We got facts with tax out here now.
He gave you the whole history behind it. He's like, yo, so Melvin Jenkins was the first person.
That's nasty, Melvin Jenkins.
He accidentally knocked some baking soda in the pan when he was cooking crack. He was like, oh snap.
And that day, crack was born. Like that's his whole thing. So we got facts with tax. All right, you got words with Byron.
I don't know what you, my nigga.
I'm just here. That's it.
You're just happy to be here. I feel you.
Just happy to be.
It's like I'm just so happy to be alive and just living and breathing and
all that jolly good diddly and
diddly. That's nasty.
Watch this transition, though. Guess who else is happy to be alive, living and breathing? Your boy Jesse, dog.
Yo, tell me, yo, how, yo.
So apparently they dropped, well, I'm not going to say they dropped it, but apparently.
The charges were.
Apparently it was like closed.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the word dropped.
No, they dropped that shit.
I've seen the word
so,
dropped.
The weird thing is just the verbiage, but yeah, essentially like it's like dropping, but like I think it leaves it so that if they wanted to, they can like bring it back up. But basically, he did like community service and paid like 10 G's. And, you know, he had a good lawyer. So it was just kind of like.
I was going to say, yeah, he must have at least somebody in his pocket to kind of.
Yeah.
Because you just definitely
want to see that nigga on Empire.
Well, so here's the thing, right? So people were like, "Oh, well, like he's innocent." I'm like, first of all, there was no conviction.
Like, I'm invested in Empire. He like, better nigga,
we
stay on.
We get fired. I can't see the next episode.
No, <Nah. laughs> season's about to go on hiatus. I can't be having that.
Oh no, nah, baby girl.
Oh no. Nah. Oh no. Nah.
Must be playing too much.
Nah. So here's the thing, right? So a lot of people were just like misinformed about it. So like people were saying like, "Oh, he's innocent." I'm like, there was no conviction. There was no trial. They were saying there was no crime. Actually, there was a crime, which is how they brought him up on charges. Mm-hmm. Like, even if the said act didn't happen, the problem is you sent a ransom note to Fox, which was a threat.
Yeah.
And once you put something in the mail, that's federal. So, like, you know, I don't know how the case got to where it is now, but the mayor of Chicago and the police department are like pissed because they were like,
"Oh yeah,
like actually, like really trying to like pursue it." You know what I mean? But I think it's something with the judge though, because like a lot of times it's like
yeah, it gonna, really is the judge
shit right now.
Yeah, like the thing with
it's
lawyers,
the judge.
Yeah, like yeah. The big thing with lawyers is like you can have a lawyer that's like good at law, but like a lawyer that has connections is better.
Of course.
So it's like he has a lawyer that's connected, so he might have. Like, talked to some people and just got off of, like, community service and, like, paying 10 G's for, like, I guess, like, bail or whatever. And that's it.
That, like, I don't even know. Like,
I'm not going to say I wanted him to go to jail, but I was like, this is a kind of a corny way to, like, resolve it. He made this whole big fuss, and he's still, like, dying, going to the grave with the fact that it wasn't staged and it was, like, all a lie.
Didn't the two dudes say something? The two brothers?
Yeah. And what the thing is now, they're not cooperating either now. So now they can't really pull up anything. And then the story changed from like two white people and MAGA hats to just two people like that attacked them. So I'm like, yeah, y'all curating like a motherfucker.
Can't get your story straight.
Damn. He's like pulling out like the tech that like white privileged people. White men we using to get out of. That's crazy. I'm like, damn. He did that like he was five shades lighter than he actually is.
Yeah, he was on some like, oh, like, they're like, you're going
Harvey
to jail.
Weinstein.
You're like, no, because my dad. Like how the white kids are like, oh, you're about to go to detention. I'm like, no, I'm not, because my dad donates good money to school. He's like, you're going to detention.
You're going to detention.
The teacher really be finding themselves in detention. That's crazy.
I know, right?
That nut-ass kid and his nut-ass dad and his nut-ass bank account.
Nut-ass bank account.
Making nut-ass donations to this nut-ass school.
And Dre got a lot of hate like that, too, the other day.
Oh, yeah, because he donated. Yo, because
like 70 mil.
How you going to throw 70 mil to like, USC? He got beat in the head.
And then it was like, look at my baby girl. She got into college. I'm like, nigga, you bought her. You bought the college.
Like, fam, I'm not giving 70 mil to a single institution,
you didn't hear about
period.
He gave 70 mil.
To USC. And then he took a picture of his daughter saying, oh, look, she got into USC.
Nigga, he bought her like part of UNC.
He bought the whole college, like.
But that's what people do in the day. I mean, they do that back in the day. Like, they're just getting flamed for it now, like that chick from Full House.
Oh yeah, well she only gave a half a mil. Dre's fucking it up, man.
Yeah, Dre. I mean,
why did he give 70 mil? Because Dre was like, damn, we didn't even need this, but okay.
So, like, he owns part of the school now, so I mean, pretty much anyone in his bloodline can probably go if they wanted to.
Fam, Aunt Becky got it clean for half
his
a mil.
His plug can go. His plug is like, damn, can I go? He's like, yeah, hold on. Like,
for real.
He makes one call. He's Draper like, all right, you about to start next week, my nigga. You ready? You better get some books.
And the thing is,
get
too,
some
like,
pencils.
Yeah, unless
utensils.
I'd sit my, like, if I were
stationary. Drake doesn't say notebooks. It's stationary. I'm like,
stationary. You're nasty for stationary.
Exactly. Don't say no stationary.
Notebook stationary.
Nigga, you said stationary.
I would sit, if I were Dre. And I donated that much. I would sit my daughter down. I'm like, listen, do you really want to go to college? Or do you just want this piece of paper?
Yeah, for what? Why don't you just buy the degree?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you paying a half a mil for your daughter or, like, your children to go there and then possibly flunk out because of grades? Like, take this piece of paper with your head ass and go travel the world.
That's true.
Like, travel the world for, like, 4 years or something like that. You know what I mean?
That's not even...
Come back.
That is crazy.
You know, you put some money down.
She don't really even need college, honestly. Yeah.
You don't even need college. You that privilege.
She don't need college.
Just be like, he could be like, listen, if you have an idea or something.
Niggas just be wanting kids to go to college just because it's the American thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like.
They just don't want other family members to talk shit about them. That's it.
What? If I make it without going to college, I'm going to tell my kid, like, listen, you don't got to go to college. Fuck college. I'm like, matter of fact, go to college and see what happens.
It don't work for everybody.
Sometimes nah, it does. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's a waste of like, money sometimes.
Oh, let's not put that lightly. Dead, it's like all of a sudden you got negative G's.
Yeah, you, I'll pull out the ratchet on my kid. I'm like, go to college. I dare you.
I dare you. Did I just catch you learning something today?
It's like, hey, you try to.
I don't even want to see you in a college hoodie, nigga.
That's nasty.
That's what.
Pulling out the fucking ratchet on them. What's that shit say? Harvard. That shit better be Harvard Square.
That better be Harvard Medical, nigga. That better be Harvard Ave in Dorchester.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Dorchester has a Harvard Ave.
Yeah,
I live close to
right
that
over.
Shit too. That's just fucking booty.
Hey, nigga. How about you better not?
Dad, I want to go to college, nigga. Dad, I just hear you wanted to be something.
How about you better go in the corner and pump crack, nigga? What's
wrong with
you?
Wow, pump crack. That's nasty.
Get this bread. Damn.
Yeah, that's wild, though.
If he ain't selling, he's pumping. Well, he's pumping? That's...
Nah, man. You better be the plug. You better have the pulse on the streets. Free man.
Go work on your auto-tune.
So
his IRL auto tune, that's wild. Yo. Like, go to your room and practice your auto tune.
Yo, imagine
that's all you hear.
Before we get to this topic, like, imagine, right? It's like the elementary school play, right? And my boy got the solo.
That's nasty. That's
and nice. You're the only father standing up. Yeah.
He gonna break that white hand, nigga.
Yeah, hit that auto tune. Yeah, just like I taught you. And I might. And people start looking at him, like that's where it came from, dog. He taught his son that.
I might do something about it.
I might, depending on how hard he hits that, he try to stretch that note. If that goes more than 5 seconds, I'm standing up. He said, do something about it. I'm standing up.
This one's about to go.
Dang, I'm here.
The audience grab a little girl's hand, like, baby girl. Baby girl. Like, talk your shit, son. Talk your shit.
I see that little nigga. They about to do Jackson 5 auto tune.
Oh, that's nasty. Five niggas on stage go.
That's the type of music they sing in them plays.
You'll close the whole arena down. Close the whole arena down.
Yo, he killed that. I'm putting him on Thor ASAP. I'm like, yo, get him on Ellen, dog. Ellen's probably like in a wheelchair by then. I'm like, yo, get my little man on Ellen.
Nah, she gonna have like a, it's almost Futurama shit. Just separate
say that.
Her head in a jar.
I don't hear. And it's mad crazy. Oh, it's just, but then that's it though. It's like they don't even give her the robot body. Just her head on the chair.
Yeah,
and she's just.
I know. Verbatim, I was about to say that.
That's wild.
In other news, Apple announced the Apple Card. Did you guys see that?
Nah, what's that?
I did. I heard about it.
Yeah, so basically it's like Apple is doing their own credit card that doesn't have any type of fees. So it ties in with your iPhone and your Apple Wallet, like your Apple Pay. And like basically like, I mean, you'll have interest on the card, but there's no like fees other than that.
Like and if you go over, they don't charge you like $35 or whatever.
Apparently not.
That's.
I'm gonna need that.
No, so it's that. Crazy too because that's, like that's kind of the way cool. They're doing it is actually kind of dope. So like, basically, like you'll make payments and like in the app, it'll show you like oh, if you pay this much, this is what your interest will be or like you know that kind of stuff. Mm. And like
that's smart.
They do a good job to like stay on top of like fraudulent charges and stuff like that. Like if you see out of nowhere like you had a charge, like you can tap on it and see exactly where your card was used.
Oh, that's wild.
So I was like, oh nah, I wasn't in no Detroit, baby girl. Nope.
All the scammers in New York are about to be mad.
I know, dog. They about to grab that Apple card and just be pissed.
About to stand outside with their hat. I was like, give me something. Give me something.
That'd be wild. They'd be like, alright, I'll give you this Apple card for like $5. Come on. Come on. This is a steal. Come on.
I'm like, feel this titanium card, nigga. This joint's sturdy. And it the card, so there's like the card is like on the app, but it, like they also have like a physical card. Mm. And the card doesn't even have numbers on it. Mm. Which is kind of crazy.
What is it, just like a chip?
It has a chip, yeah. Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, it has your name and then the chip. It doesn't have the card number on it.
But you do have a card number.
Yeah, you have all that stuff. Like you'll see it on
it's
your
not,
phone.
Oh, on your it's phone, not, but it's not on the. But oh, yeah, it's not on the card. So the whole thing, yeah, because Apple's been pushing. They had like this. I've been getting a lot of ads. Yeah, ads from like Apple, but like just like a long, one of the longest Apple ads I've seen in a while, and it's all on just like security.
Yeah, they've been pushing that a lot, and I think that's in preparation for this.
Yeah, like. OD, like, I'm like, this, like, I get it, like, security, like, keep things, like, you don't want people to find out, but that makes sense. Now it does make sense.
Yeah, because they have to sell you on the idea of, like, the security of the card, like, of the, like, phone structure before they're like, hey, we're introducing a credit card. And, I mean, it's genius. Like, they're a $1 trillion company. Like, why not get into this business?
That is true, and I think people just on the strength will do it. Because does the card offer anything else like cash back or like?
Yeah, actually, so like it's a percentage of your purchase you get back immediately in cash. Mm. So like if you spend $200, you get a portion of that right back.
Wow. Okay.
Apple wildin', yo. I ain't gonna hold you.
I think that's probably that's Apple probably got the bras move. In Atlanta.
Credit cards and a scam. Yeah, the set cards and scam.
Telling you.
Yeah, so like there's a lot that like I'm not covering, and then there's also a lot that hasn't been said publicly about it. Yeah. But like
I didn't for
what
time.
They've shown, like it looks actually pretty good.
Interesting. Like I didn't expect that. I know they were coming out with something, but that's not what I expected, not a credit card.
Yeah, like we'll talk more cuz they announced like Apple Arcade, so we'll talk about that during
they did.
Too. That's just wild.
Yeah, Apple TV, yeah.
Yeah.
TV Plus, you can pick your own channels you want.
Oh, that's lit.
That's wild. That's what we all wanted with cable. You thought you could just pick the only you pay for the channels you want.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, it took cable forever to do that. And now to do that,
they don't always offer that, yeah.
Yeah.
Now Apple TV is like, yeah, whatever channels you want, you pay for.
Yeah, I didn't even get to look into that. I was more interested in like arcade and then the card. The card threw me off. I was like, what?
Yeah, I know. I was like, Apple card. I was like, what?
I hit him with the the Tim Allen dude.
That's nasty. That's nasty.
At the time, it wasn't. You feel me?
It wasn't.
You feel me?
Don't do that.
They're looking at each other real hard right now.
Nah, sure.
Don't do all that.
It might be.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, big dog. Don't do that.
It's the lack of melanin in the room. We're buying that.
Melanin.
Yo, first of all,
Milan.
It's just a little low today. Getting a little lightheaded.
Wow,
I seen spots.
Hey man, you better grab an umbrella then.
Lighten up.
Lighten up, B.
Darken down. You trying to tell me to light
up.
Tough, right? All right. We'll talk Cardi B wilding out later, but let's get into...
You want to get into it? You want to get into it?
I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure like, yo, that's crazy.
All right. It is crazy because people are kind of... Because, all right, since we were talking about hustling...
All right, we'll get this off.
Because I know Byron... Well, it's Byron's loss because I know this. He probably had 10 things.
Yo, he was in
the
mirror, like arms, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms is heavy, nigga. Mom's spaghetti ready to bar this topic up, and I feel like he's gonna come back and still want to talk about it.
Yeah, so let's get our opinions out so that when he does that, it's just all him.
Okay, so basically, Cardi B is on blast right now. Like, there's a hashtag surviving Cardi.
Yeah, they're wild. They're wild with
because
that. Yeah,
they did the SpongeBob meme. There's like, God, what'd you put in my drink? just smiling. I was like, that's nasty.
No, because they pulled up a live of her admitting that she was like drugging and robbing men, like as like a sex worker, I guess. There's another thing she said that was kind of wild too, like about the like. A way to like get back at your man for cheating on them is like do a threesome with them, like but bring in like a tranny or something like that, or a transsexual. Tranny is what she used to say it. She should like drug the nigga and then like bring a transsexual in there. And
yo, yeah. Offset, I feel like yo, he
Cardi's wild for that.
She might have. I mean, might look at Offset Cardi. Because Offset's probably like, wait, what? Like, Offset's like, wait. He's like, wait, you're trying to tell me homegirl?
Wait, tranny?
Was homeboy?
I ain't gonna lie, that joint was good.
Yo, nah, we had that moment in Atlanta. Nah, you can't start talking.
Oh, you didn't tell me about that. Nah, you didn't tell me about
it. It wasn't like that.
I warned you, too. I was like, watch
out. No, it wasn't like that. I'll tell you exactly what happened. Right?
No, we can't. Well, we actually can't say exactly what happened.
It's not anything crazy wild, but it was just like, oh, that's wild.
Yeah, it's wild, but it's not it's what
that's wild. Oh, that's wild.
It's wild, but it's right. it's what conversation also started to happen because of that topic. That I was just like, I'm just gonna nip it in the bud. We should have nipped it in the bud right here.
I don't remember everything from the conversation, but
I remember. I remember.
We'll talk about that. Oh, okay. But look, what's your take on the Cardi B thing, guys?
I'm just looking at him. What happened with this situation?
No, don't worry. In a little bit.
So what's y'all take on the Cardi B thing?
Because she's right from New York. What do you expect?
Facts. People forget forget where she came
someone
from.
Someone taught her how to do that. Someone probably taught her how to do all that.
The streets, nigga. Where?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, it's just up. She's not the first person to do that. You know what I'm saying?
And she won't be the last.
Yeah. I guess people like, for me, I'm like, oh, that's crazy. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. Like, because it's like the norm in that kind of lifestyle sometimes, you know what I mean?
I think it's just not talk. I'm not even trying to be
but
that.
But the thing is, like, they're trying to compare her to, like, Bill Cosby and R. Kelly.
I did see that, and that's crazy.
That was the worst time to say something like this.
Well, no, so it's an old lie that just resurfaced.
Oh, so.
But the thing is like, she could have just not addressed it, but she addressed it, and her angle was like, oh, well, like, in rap music, people... you know, rap about what they lived and y'all embracing. I'm like, well,
I don't rap about drugging and a lot of stuff. I was just like, yeah, exactly. Like, Future.
I'm like, that's not the. Yeah, he live what he rap.
He live what he rap. Yeah, you.
No,
yeah.
But I'm like, that's not really the defense you want to have.
That, yeah, it really ain't.
I'm like, don't.
That's not
that.
A good. She could have. I feel like she could have said a lot of things that was just better, like a better argument.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, right, comparing her to Bill Cosby is kind of a force.
That is a force.
R. Kelly to, like, Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, people are, like, comparing to, like, all, like, the celebrities are really wild.
Yeah, like, they're trying to lump her in with everybody else that's, like, going through, like, the Me Too stuff. But the thing is like this, right? Mm-hmm. We got to give Cardi the benefit of the doubt. And the reason why is because nobody's come forward with accusations. So there's mad people that are like, yo, I sold mad drugs, blah, blah, blah. But then no fiends come out like, yeah, he sold me drugs.
That shit slap.
You know what I mean? Like,
nah, you have the one that come out. Yeah, I remember buying for you. That shit was weak.
Like, James, like, yo, I lost. Jay was like, yo, I lost 92 bricks. And nobody was like, nah, I was there. I saw him lose them.
Yeah, for real. All 92.
He left them on top of the car and that shit went off.
Yeah.
My bricks.
That's crazy. Homie's running after the car, taking off.
My bricks.
I don't think it's the SpongeBob dude from SpongeBob. He's like, my leg. And so he's like, my bricks. And you see Jay running down like that one.
With his arm out like, I know. My bricks.
On a rainy ass day. Just run, my bricks. I was on a fucking bright ass yellow New York taxi. That shit took a left. You saw a mad taxi, but you don't see his shit no more.
My bricks. And he's like, no.
He's like, where's my diet Dr. Coke? What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where's my soda? What? You didn't order soda. Where's my 99? Where my bricks at?
All right.
Where's my bricks?
Let's get the shit. Where's my 92 bricks?
Where's my bricks at?
92.
He's like, yo, somebody get that taxi number. He's over there calling dispatch like,
whoever took 92 bricks is forever chilling right now. That nigga's laughing, just burning money like, yo, that shit was funny.
Yeah, nigga running.
Like,
yeah, the taxi speed up. He's like, my bricks. You know how, like, Balrog loses? He's like, my fight money. He's like, my bricks.
That's nasty.
Yeah. No, but at that point, though, right?
Yo, if Jay said that, you put him in a Def Jam. His losing quote.
My bricks!
It just goes down. The slow-mo cuts in. K.O. All
right, and I don't say any of that to discredit the people, but I'm saying, like, nobody's come out to say. Nobody come out to say that, like, Cardi did this stuff. So for all we know, she could be saucing it up, and she never really did it.
She could be.
But, all right, but think about, all right.
Strippers lie.
Think about it. What type of nigga's gonna admit that they were drugged and Cardi robbed them? That they got robbed.
Because then everybody's gonna.
No, they get clowned. Yeah.
No, but they'll go viral though, and that's enough.
That's true.
Now, well, like, they put you in a position.
True, but like at the same time, it's just niggas are different.
I feel you, but like.
It's different. Like,
New York
it's like,
niggas are different.
Yeah, nah.
New York niggas is not gonna admit.
They're not. Things. They will not. Because they look. You can say whatever you want.
That's
the
L. Because
you just give your boys enough ammo for the rest of your life.
Yeah. All right. Did we ask 6ix9ine?
Huh?
6ix9ine might know, nigga. He's been outing everybody else.
Who's that?
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
He was like, how much time I got left? It was like, yo, you know this dude got drugged by Cardi B, right?
Hey, right, right. Wow. That time, I know, right?
Judge, I don't know if you know this, but Cardi B and Jay-Z's 92 bricks, I know what they
mean. I know. Yo, how do you... Jay-Z's busted the courtroom. Where's my bricks?
They're like on the stand right next to 6ix9ine. He's like, my bricks!
He's Liam Neeson from Taken. I want my bricks, bro. He's like, listen. Where's my bricks?
He's like, I don't know where my bricks are, but I will find you and I will kill you.
I don't know what taxi number you are.
I have a very particular set of skills.
I got New York niggas.
And then I got a new hit.
I will find my 92 bricks. Who are you? What's your name? Jacquard Noir.
Yeah, he's like, damn, so it, I'll nasty. Never find my bricks.
That was Cameron right there. Just like, who are you? You tough, right?
And he's like, yo, you tough, right?
And
he's like, yo, pull your skirt down, B. He's mad toxic.
Yo, rule to living in New York, never trust Cameron if you ever meet that nigga. I would never trust Cameron. You see, you have some new shoes out. He don't got it. He'll be like, hey, where'd you get them at? Right there. He just pulls out a gun. I think this still bricks and fucking paid in full.
Yeah.
I already sold those bricks. Put that shit together, Jay-Z.
KL sweating now.
Damn, you about to reignite the beef.
Cam's probably listening, sweating, looking at the same exact 92 bricks he took, but never touched. But he still has them, and he's like, "Oh no, Jay's gonna come back for his 92 bricks."
Nah, he probably going on IG live right now, sitting on him. He set him up like a throne, nigga. He's sitting up like, "Yo, I heard this nigga Jay looking for his bricks, B."
Hey, yo, Jay, you found your bricks yet?
Oh, that's nasty.
He's like, yo, Dame knows where your bricks are, B. Call Dame.
Call Dame.
All right, all right. So for Cardi B, right?
Call State Farm.
So
call Dame is wild. Call Dame about your bricks. He yo, know what he at, B.
Hey, yo, Jay's about to come up in here. Y'all just love talking about my 92 bricks, huh?
What y'all know about my 92 bricks?
Yo, man.
He's still looking for them.
Yo, maybe if we talk about Jay enough, he'll, you know, sign us the title.
If you go around the Bronx, you can
and
see.
He'll have the contract.
On fucking street corners.
Nah, chill. He'll have the contract out. He's like, all right, this is your contract to be, you know, get your shit on title. I'm like, word. He's like, after you find my 92 bricks.
Wow. Man, that'd be nasty.
I'm going to need you to put all these flyers up around New York. If you see my bricks, please call. $100 reward.
$100 per brick. Oh, nigga, these bricks are way more.
I'm just a stone cold by now.
This shit's literally our bricks, nigga. They probably built a building in Brooklyn, nigga.
Shit's probably mixed with cement. They used that for
cement.
They
probably renovated Marcy Projects with that shit.
That's
nigga.
Nasty.
That's disgusting.
That's nasty.
You touch the walls, like, why is this wall? It's wall powdery. You just get too close. You just get too close. You're just like, woo! the Ric Flair comes out.
You'd be thinking that's drywall, nigga. That's bricks.
That's bricks.
Nigga, that's
90% of New York is made out of bricks. 90% of New York.
Damn. But let's wrap up the Cardi, Cardi thing.
All I'm saying with Cardi is, like, honestly, until somebody comes forward, I don't care.
No. All right,
it could just be rap. She could just be saying that just for clout or whatever. You know what I mean? That's you know what I mean? Niggas be like, yo, I shot niggas and I shoot niggas, and then they be like, nah, I really don't. Like, chill. I'm just
nah, I really don't. My name is
Bernard. When the hip hop police come out, they be like, nah, I was just playing.
Wow,
nah, I was just playing. Really? They're like, oh, you should have said so sooner. You ain't hear come on, boys, go home. That's not gonna.
You ain't hear the ad lib when I was like, oh well.
Wow,
I'm just playing. It was like, yo, I shot 30 niggas. I'm just kidding.
I don't drink, drink. That's the craziest ad libs. But I didn't really.
Listen, do I think Cardi B had done that? Yeah. Do I care? Not really. Yeah. It's not that big of a deal. She not. Listen, you can compare the between Bill Cosby and R. Kelly and her to the extent that whatever they did is fucked up. Yeah. After that, it's a completely different thing. Like, yes, like.
Yeah, I agree. People need
she
to.
She drugged and robbed men that were going to have sex with her. And a lot of times these men
paid for it.
Yeah, or paid for it or already drugged. And then she just found a come up. Is it wrong? Yeah. But there's a lot wrong in that situation already. Not picking sides here. But I'm just like, I'm not giving so much energy to it.
Yeah.
We gave more energy than Jay's 92 bricks. And fucking.
Yeah, I know. We really did.
She got his bricks. 92.
She got his bricks. She got his bricks. Jay starts thinking back. Wait a minute. That night.
Where are my bricks?
My bricks.
Alright. Let's get into some music. We talked for a while.
Yeah, we did. Oh yeah, yeah, we did.
Let's get into the Shabba, and then I got Champion by Nav featuring Travis Scott. And we might come back with some more shit. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Turn me up. My voice. Yeah. Turn it up a little bit more. Yeah. Short nigga by my dick tall. What I told you, bitch, dog. Only thug nigga damn at the pitchfork. Dirty fan bitches wanna suck my dick off. Pop a zany for a penny, get the hip floor. Run up in the shit raw. I got a girl, I ain't never got no fucking condoms. If she caught me, then that bitch, I'll be pissed off. Real nigga shit. Berkey be mobbing all day. Probably with Marty RJ. Then my niggas from back in the day. Tarzan ain't showing his face. He probably the one with the gay. Front then he letting it spray. Two shots to up on my clad man. Shot my range, let it go in your brain. Front then he coming your way. Let the semi dump dump, then he coming your way. Duck when the bob man come. My youth don't rock with me. Coop for the bad hoes. They all wanna come with me. You got a coop with a sad hoe. Cause she wanna come with me. Shabba! Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks.
Skinny nigga but my dick long. Puss me my dick off. Probably bumping all Kelly sipping crystal. So you know the whole world getting pissed on. I don't really give a fuck if you pissed off. I just bought a mega lemon from the thrift store. Traded for my gold chain and my pistol. Shoot a rocket, make a motherfucker lift off. Block will be mobbing all day. With niggas that shopping they day. They chopping them choppers to handle my problems. Cause niggas be plotting these days. But that Rory kinda fast though. She told me pump my brakes. You stuck with a fat hoe. And she wanna stuff her face. To all of my Dominican girls, them. All of my Caribbean girls, them. All my West Indian girls, them. I done fucked a million girls, them. With a little ting-a-ling-a-ling. Scoop Bella ring. Hit her with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Maybe run a train. Tell her that my niggas wanna bang. In a little brain. And she wanna hang with the gang. With a nigga name
Shabba. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings. Like I'm Shabba ranks. Like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth. Like I'm Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings. Like I'm Shabba ranks. Two bad bitches. Like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth. Like I'm Shabba ranks.
I was broke last week, but
motherfuckers like cavities. Damn. Cause the nigga be too fake. Walking this bitch with the new wave. Right. Looking like Luke Kane. With a blonde bitch, that one is Luke Kane. This is Batman like Bruce Wayne. Master Bruce!
I be mobbing with the E. Tell my whole body the key. I don't give a fuck what you see. My whole team like a parade. Trophy got back to the hits. It leave me smoking all day. Me and Rock run trains on the hoe. He be like, bitch, don't touch my braids. Tabby's NBA. Putting producers in graves. Yim's got a bottle of Henny. Going straight to the face. Time Nash got a bad hoe. But she tryna come my way. But he got my last hoe. So shit, man, it's okay.
Shabba. Shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shut, shabba ranks. 8 gold rings like I'm shut, shabba ranks. 4 gold chains like I'm shut, shabba ranks. 1 gold tooth like I'm shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shut, shabba ranks. 8 gold rings like I'm shut, shabba ranks. 2 bad bitches like I'm shut, shabba ranks. 1 gold tooth like I'm shut, shabba ranks.
Shabba.
Can I see TSA? They found me, now I had to relocate. Finna take off on spaceship. Watch these hoes like Matrix. Ain't fucking unless she nameless. Cause the last two was too famous. We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet, we gone.
Big rings just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone.
Smash out. I call my hoe and then I smash out. I bought my bros, let's get this cash out. I hit my mind, dropped a bag off. Bag off, yeah. I'm going to break, don't make no bag call. Just bought a new crib, but one was mad small. I drew my cup, I make it mad tall. This is basic. Yeah. Grease stuck in my teeth like braces. Yeah. VVS's don't need LASIK. Yeah. Ice across is freezing Satan. Yeah. Finna take off on spaceship. Yeah. Got these hoes like Matrix. Ain't fucking unless she nameless. Cause the last two was too famous. Yeah. We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet. We gone.
Just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone. Fuck the famous girl to mask off.
Molly Percocet.
Pop a bean and let the bass talk. Bought 10 bottles on the last call. Flew a basic girl out from Alaska. Illegal alien inside my spaceship. 2 C's on my shoes, these not no A6. Get out my face, my pockets full of faces. Bust on gold AP, that's not no stainless. My rollie tell me what the day is. I like her cause she basic, she got braces. Her followers 100K and she too famous. If she got 1,000, might make her my main bitch. Yo.
Finna take off on spaceship. Yeah. Dodge these hoes like Matrix. Yeah. Ain't fucking unless she nameless. Yeah. Cause the last two was too famous. Yeah. We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet, we gone.
Big rings just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone.
We got that trophy like a champion. Fell asleep right on the jet, we gone.
Big rings just like a champion. No TSA, hop on a jet, we gone.
Ballin' like I'm in the NBA. No, these bats cannot see TSA. They found me, now I had to relocate.
Yeah.
make it to 10. Hey, I feel like Lil Boat without ice. I want fear, I got my mind on ice. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super size. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super size.
Yeah, first off, fuck the bit, then I brought my car, yeah. Even with the clouds, we still laying on the stars, yeah. Ain't used to being home, ain't seen my bedroom in a while. Never be out on the road, making figures, ask me how. Years, I scrape the plate, can't afford to fuck around. All the losses took today, I deserve to bust down. Money piling, show to show, getting hard for me to count. Yeah, I pulled up in my slime, 666 that beat of town. Yeah, catch me in the field, send me salsa in his round. Gucci print on my shirt, it look different, hard to find. Walking out from the sex with the flip, I blow they mind. If it ever go to trial, I already know I'll be the time. Mom said I'll be great, take your blessings as a sign. Vacate the Mafi Coast, smoking Cuban, sipping fine. And I'm sexo on my chain, 40 pointers on my length. I said this shit was different, used to go count my drinks.
Hey, I feel like Lil Boat without ice. I want fear, I got my mind on ice. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super size. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super
size. Diamonds in your face like Stevie, yeah, I'm making gold blind. Came from outer space like E.T., yeah, I'm about to go live. It's good for a summer like green tea, yeah, so I hit from behind. Upgrade from outside to the VB, yeah, it only takes time. My bubblegum dreams, we gon' see in real life. Baby got some to sleep, but I ain't laying no pipe. Fucking that bitch till she gets scoliosis. She said I show no emotion. Not on a horse in the stable, I ride a Porsche in the stable.
She's pissed me bad before dark. She's where a rat is a shark. I can't with his grams all the time.
Hey, I feel like Lil Boat without ice. I want fair, I got my mind on ice. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super size. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super.
Ooh, I'm about to start playing Drain and MK11 so I can... Oh, wait, we back. All right, never mind. I won't finish that line, but I'll finish it off here.
You feel me? I was looking for a perfect time to cue the music. Is it time?
It's time?
All right, hold on. Just, I feel like we've been a little wild on the last topic, so...
My bricks! Yeah, you hear this? My bricks did this.
Where are my bricks? Okay.
This sounds like a hella chill, like...
Yeah, that was actually mad relaxing.
Yo, that's like we gotta chill out music. Like when Byron be saying something outrageous, I just cue the music. I don't say nothing.
Damn.
Byron's like, you know what I think?
And then the music just gets louder and louder.
That's fucked up. Hey, you're training this nigga to calm down. You're literally training him without him knowing.
So he's like, one other thing, and then the music gets mad loud.
You know, fuck the... Oh.
I know, he just calms down. That's right, Byron. He just,
that's fucked up.
Just pet his bald head real quick, and then he's good to go.
Damn.
All right, let's get into some game with my man's head real quick.
How's everybody doing tonight? Is Zan's here? We in the gaming corner?
My bricks, nigga.
I can't keep doing that, dog. Even I'm feeling kind of nasty doing that. All right, yo, everybody. You already know it's the gaming corner. We got some topics today. Of course, if y'all don't already know, if y'all not already here, it's already happening. PAX East 2019. So if you're not in the Boston area, you're missing out. But if you are... But you're not at PAX, you're missing out. Actually, I don't know. PAX already, at this time, they already shut down. But this weekend, PAX East is going down. This is actually a really good year. Already Thursday, they had a pre-screening I call it pre-party for Borderlands 3, actually. So Borderlands 3 was actually announced here, the big announcement.
Yeah, it's typical Gearbox faction.
Yeah, yeah. Since it's been, what, 8 years, actually, since the last game. And
no, it hasn't been 8 years.
It's been a minute. Well, I think, well, let's see, when no, I was talking to
it has been like 7.
Yeah, no, it's been a grip.
Because 2 came out in like 2012.
Yeah, it's been a, it's been a while.
Sequel came out like what? A year or two after?
We don't count that.
yeah, I mean, I heard it was good, but yeah, you know, we don't, you know.
I played like 10 minutes of it. I dropped that real fast.
I don't even, yeah, I don't even want to get into my Borderlands 2 experience.
Yeah, because I tried. I felt like Game of the Year.
I played that a lot.
No, so that game slapped. I'll make it quick. So what happened was my boy Pontin was staying with me, and I bought the game, right? Mm. But then he opened the game and played it before I did, and it just killed it.
Oh yeah, that one friend that like goes like way ahead of you, and then you, now you're playing catch up, and you're just like, I don't play no more.
No, like he played my game.
Oh.
Like before I could play it, and I was like, I don't like it. I bought it 2 more times. I bought it on PC and I bought it on PSP. I mean on Vita. I just couldn't get into it.
I'm like, what?
No, and I bought it on Vita, and I tried. You know, I even played it with Ray both times. I was like, I just can't do it.
I played on PC a lot. That game was slapping.
Yeah, because the
I beat it because he just warped me to the last boss and we beat it. But I was like, I just can't do it, my nigga.
Damn. Wow. Damn. Besides, all right. Besides that heart wrenching experience, Tax had with Borderlands 2. But yeah, Borderlands 3 launched. they announced the trailer. So yeah, Borderlands 3 is happening. I actually haven't got to peep the trailer. I wanted to wait till I got to PAX. Cause hopefully, Gearbox still has their booth up so I can actually. Peep what they have there.
Play out through the whole week, probably.
Yeah, it's gonna be there the whole week, but that line's gonna be there the whole week.
That line's gonna be husky. I don't know.
Might as well get out the tent, nigga.
Yo, I mean, yo, that trailer is four. That trailer is 4 minutes long too. Even that trailer's husky.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I know. I just saw the time. I didn't get to watch it. I was at work.
Yeah, but. I saw it like without audio, and I was like, maybe I need to watch this like with sound.
Yeah, I feel like for Borderlands, is you have to hear sound
because you know how like on the iPhones now, like if you're on YouTube and you sit over a video long enough,
it's like, that's just in general. Yeah. I'd add that too.
Yeah, it didn't do that for me until I got a new phone. So I was like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, yeah, they started doing that like not so long ago.
Yeah, and it's mad. It's not. It's mad. Well, I won't get into it. That's like a YouTube thing. But you explained this. So they already announced the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, not for Borderlands 3, for the original Borderlands.
Borderlands 1 or 2? Because they did Game of the Year editions already for both of those. Like I had the Game of the Year edition for 2.
Yeah, it's weird. I think it's for 1, and they like. Updated the graphics and stuff.
So it's a remastered Borderlands 1?
It's a remastered.
Yeah, remastered. Yeah, because they did remastered.
They do it for Resident Evil all the time, so.
Yeah, I'm going to show you right now. Hold on.
All right.
Well, you talk. I'll get back into it.
All right. But yeah, so that's happening. Also, catch us this weekend as well. We'll be at the Swim Sanity booth on Saturday. If you guys, you know, who peeped our other episodes already know about the guys from Swim Sandy, from Decoy Games, the cool heads who we met at Winter Play this year, Winter Play 2019. So they actually have their own booth this year at PAX. So definitely check them out. And they're actually going to have a tournament this Saturday at PAX. So if you're in the area, definitely want to check the game out. Because the game is definitely a lot of fun. So definitely, yeah, and if you want to catch us there too, you know, you feel me? Squeeze me. Yeah, catch us there too. We're going to be there kicking it with the guys and definitely taking names and some sanity. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Borderlands 1 remastered with all the DLC.
That April 3rd. Sounds two, like part a of the thing DLC? That happened.
Nah.
two better be part of that DLC then.
I know, you might as well throw in two.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Yeah, like, they might as well throw them all in. PS4 Pro, well, it's... Let me see what else is coming
up. Wait a minute. I think there is already a Xbox Borderlands and, collection.
PS4.
There's already a Borderlands collection.
So it's the Handsome Jack collection, which is a pre-sequel and some other nasty game.
Some other nasty
game. I think it's like 2 in the pre-sequel.
That's wild.
No, because there's also, there's like...
It's the Handsome Jack collection.
Oh, Handsome Jack.
Because there was like the prequel, and there was like the sequel to the prequel. Like they had something like that. I don't know.
I gave up on Borderlands. I just hope this is good.
I hope the third one's
good. I also kind of like got tired of like the deserted like post-apocalyptic thing, but I did see in the trailer that they have like a city kind of thing, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And they have a jungle kind of area now.
Ooh,
oh, jungle.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, they're switching it up. Okay,
I kind of want to peek.
It got tired.
Yeah, like especially in Borderlands 1, I was like, nigga, I get it.
Yeah, it's dry out here. I get it.
I get it. No, I just hope that, I don't know, I feel like whenever I get into Borderlands, it's always at, like, the time where no one's playing. Like, I play Borderlands 2 when, like, people were like, oh, you played Borderlands 2? Yeah, I beat that, like, 2 years ago.
Damn.
Like, that time, that's when I got into Borderlands 2. So, like, yeah, the game, yeah, no one, like, I was just playing just a regular story, and I was like, man, this is not fun as I thought it would be. Because no one's playing it. So, when, so, you know, obviously new game, Borderlands 3 comes out, like, I feel like the hype will carry the game because people will just gonna, people who love Borderlands, like, oh, yeah, there's definitely
a fan base for it.
Yeah, yeah, so, like, I feel like they're probably gonna go off of that and definitely, because I feel like a lot of games want to build off their initial hype because they know that will carry them over. So I feel like, oh, you know, I do have, definitely have good hopes. I mean, you know, they haven't had a game in years.
Plus, it's guap for the company just to keep remastering them on the newest console.
Yeah.
It's just guap.
Yeah. Like,
you know that someone's going to buy it, like, oh, I just love it. It's on PS4 now. I'm going to get it.
Facts. Like, I actually really do need to check how it looks like. Because, I mean, at first, I liked the art style, but I think as the other games, I hope it got better. Because I did get tired of it with, like, the comic book type of.
Cel-shader?
Yeah, the cel-shader.
I was like, my niggas, I get it.
Like, yeah, I mean, because they came out with, like, mad, you know, like, other titles. That's probably why. Mm. So. It kind of got shoved down your throat. But let's no, we talked about this before. Let's get to the Apple Arcade. I'll let Tax take the wheel on this one since I didn't get to read too much on it, but I did hear about it.
All right, so remember how we were like how Google came out with Stadia and it was like, damn, Apple should have done this, blah blah blah. Well, they did. They just announced it a week later. So basically, it's their cloud gaming platform, which will probably be a subscription-based thing. That's what it's alluding to. And you can move from device to device. So iPhone, iPad, MacBook, that kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
And they have, specific studios working on games exclusively for the Apple Arcade. So there's a lot of, like, actually dope-looking games on that are coming to the arcade. It just worries me, though, because it'd be dope to have, like, a controller for this shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, don't tell me it's all going to be, like, touch.
It probably is.
I mean, they got controllers for, like, that.
Well, I mean, yeah, they got, like,
but,
yeah.
But if Apple pushed one, it'd be, like, you know what I mean?
Because when Google pushed a controller, it gave people
They don't have, a first-party one, you know what I mean? I was going to say proprietary.
I think they have a controller, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, they know, like, like the add-ons, the attachments, like you get, like, for your phone. But I know Apple has them where you attach them to your iPad or your phone, like joysticks to both ends. So maybe they're like, oh, but you know, yeah, no, I agree. No, I think they should drop a controller because, I mean, it'll give people an idea better, like, what games they could expect.
What console are you playing? My iPad.
Apple.
No, so Ray, I was a little worried at first because I saw all these, like, cool looking games, but they look like. They're, like, suited for it. But then, like, they showed, like, a Schubert trailer, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I saw a glimpse of Sonic on there. And it looked like Sonic Generations. Because you know how, like, in Generations, it's, like, the white backgrounds. And eventually you put color in it. Yeah. So I was like, are they putting Sonic Generations on this? Which isn't like, oh, my God, now I got to get it. But then it's like, okay. Then it gives me, like, an idea of, like, the level of games that I can expect.
Because, I mean, I feel like they're going to definitely aim for games that, like, are vibrant in color, because that's like Apple's thing. They do really well with visuals,
colors, cameras, and
yeah, you'll see that. Like, if you watch the trailer for this stuff, you'll see that it's right on par for that.
Yeah, so I feel like they'll definitely go for games that, like, visuals, like, a big thing. I feel like colors was one of the things with Sonic Colors, like, visual was, like, a big part of the game. I think that's why a lot of people actually enjoyed Colors. Mm-hmm. For the later part of the games, Colors actually got received pretty well.
Colors was lit.
Yeah. No, I agree. Because I know Colors is getting remastered for the Switch. I actually plan on getting it.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colors was a good-ass Sonic game.
No, exactly. That's why it's getting remastered.
I don't really mess with Sonic like that.
Yeah, like...
I haven't in a while.
Colors took everything good about Sonic Generations. I mean, not Generations. It took everything good about... what's that game before it? Unleashed.
Oh, Unleashed.
And just improved upon it. So basically, they got rid of the werewolf. And just improve.
Yeah,
it.
That was wild. Yeah, because that's the thing. That's why I was, like, so ripped, because I wanted to play Unleashed, but I didn't want to deal with the werehog.
Werehog.
Yeah. That just sounds wrong.
That's nasty.
That is nasty. That's the definition of nasty.
But yeah, they got rid of like all the like night stages. Like the day stages are good in Unleashed. It's just the night stages. I was like, y'all cooked. The warehouse.
Yeah, that's the thing too.
And everything too, right?
Yeah, that was super nasty.
How does that make sense?
I don't even know. I'm lost, dog. Like even Sonic's nasty. Like, what am I?
His arms are mad long, and his feet are like the same size.
I don't even know.
He's mad husky. Anyways, so yeah, that
his like, beard was kind of wild too.
Damn, you kind of outbearded right now.
It's kind of true.
You see my man trying. It's all.
Don't good, worry, I make up for it with the.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Bars.
Anyways, yeah. So that's what was I gonna say? That's like Apple Arcade in a nutshell. Like, there's still more information to be revealed about it.
Yeah.
But, like, it looks okay. Like, Stadia kind of blew me away more because of, like, what they showed and, like, what they talked about initially, like, with, like, the new Doom about to come to it and stuff like that and, like, the capability of it. But I think Apple knows their... I think Apple kind of decided their target audience, which isn't like the hardcore gamer, but like the casual gamer that would enjoy those kind of experiences. Cause like you said, like the color heavy type shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cause I feel like that's what would appeal. Cause I feel like a lot of, cause I know like think about Apple products, I feel like cause they appeal actually a lot to a younger audience. Like you actually see like kids a lot with like iPads and. I was about to say iTouch. I'm like, what is that?
iTouch.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's not true
because
that's the first thing they grab.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's easy
that one kid on the bus, you got games on your phone? Like, who are you? You got games?
Yeah, got the games.
Yeah, with the list. You got games. Like, who are you?
I know, right? Now I see you with that touch. I mean, what are you with the touch? With the iPad or whatnot?
With the touch.
Yeah, I know, right?
Apple touch.
The Apple touch.
Now you can feel the Apple employees touch you. Know, put on the bodysuit.
Touch.
You
can,
yeah. Touch.
Touch it. That's probably what happened. But yeah, look at the target audience for like Apple. Like, they actually have like a probably like a sizable younger audience compared to like Google and Android and whatnot, because those phones are like the super heavy like tech people. Like, yeah, like my I know this and this about my Android can do this, can you guys do that? Nah, you know, the typical argument whatever Android makes with Apple users. So that's why I feel like Android, like Stadia, they're like, oh, we're gonna show people that we're gonna bring the next Doom. Apple's just like, we got colors.
Yeah,
we got
they're taking the Nintendo approach where they're like, we want to give experiences. We're not really worried about like the graphics per se.
Yeah, the Nintendo's approach is crazy. Should,
yeah.
Ooh, I know. Let me just say a side note. So actually, people saw this today as well. Since we bought Nintendo, there's been speculation that this year, sometime later this year, we're actually gonna make an announcement or see the Switch Mini and the Nintendo Switch Pro.
That's wild. That's
because we were talking about how the DS is, the 3DS is getting kind of pushed out of circulation.
Yeah,
it's still coming out games with it, but you know.
I mean, Switch is taking over. Like, dog, when they announce a new Pokemon game on the Switch and make no,
there's no point of having
done. No point of having it. No point of having it.
And I love the 3DS. It just carried Nintendo for a long time.
It did. It held it down. Yeah, it definitely held it down. Yeah. It was his day one. Held it down.
I'm about to pour one out for the 3DS soon. Yeah,
I know. I'm about to pour it on it. I'm like, I might as well do both.
Nah, man. Mine's been genetically modified. I'm not about to do all that.
genetically modified. It talks.
Why it's don't like you tax. Play it anymore? Nah. Tax. Don't get a Switch. Tax.
Nah, all you need is my 3DS got the slacks.
Remember,
it might have a point.
Gameplay.
Yeah, my 3DS. If it was like that, my 3DS might have a point because they got all the slaps.
Listen,
I'm trying to kill you if you try to switch.
Yeah, my 3DS catalog's kind of deep. It might have a point.
But do you play those games?
I mean, it's collecting.
I know,
it's collecting dust right now. But
I just put my foot on like the edge.
Listen, the way it's getting at work right now, I might bust it back out. Like, yo, this shit getting kind of slow.
Oh,
I
work.
Yeah, I had to bust out the Super Smash Brothers on that joint.
Oh, damn. Oh, but that's the last one, though. No one's trying to play that ass game anymore.
Don't matter. I might have to bust out Mario Kart 7.
Dog, everybody's
Mario Kart 7 slaps.
Still slaps.
Say something about it. It does, but everybody, you know, you see that one dude with the Switch. Oh, wait, you got Mario Kart 8? Yeah. And he's like, you want to play? And he takes out the Joy-Cons. Homie's about to stun on you.
He ain't trying to slap box, though, so I don't care.
Homie's about to parry you, dog.
3DS and a half. Like, here you go.
Nah.
That's nasty.
Nah, he's about to do it accidentally. He's like, oops. He's just be like.
Yeah, not that XL.
He's like, oh, I thought this was a controller. He just rips his
side. But he made it look mad easy, though. I'm like, wait, how did you. Like, you just split.
Bro, you want the buttons on the screen.
You want the buttons on the screen. I want the battery pack.
Nah, but what else we got for gaming?
I mean, most of our, like, not much, because the sense, you know, it's PAX, you know, so everything.
Oh, did we shout out Swim Sanity? We did, right? Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, we're going to kick it with them.
Almost mulled that over.
Switch is killing
me. Wow, that's it. I think that is it, right? Yeah, for our gaming topic.
Final Fantasy 7 on that joint. I was like,
I don't want
to play that game a billion times, but I'm gonna get it again.
I know, right? That's the mentality everybody knows.
I'll buy it if they put Jack as the main character, like they should.
All right. It's a mod.
I can guide you. So you want to get a PSP, right? And then you're gonna get
too much work Crisis already.
I know.
Get a PSP.
Crisis Core was slapping.
Yeah. Crisis Core was.
I know a cheat to make it so Zach doesn't die at the end.
I know, dog.
Nah, I had a boy that was like, he loved the game too much. He was like, yo, I'm gonna find a way to win.
It doesn't matter. Like,
he's like, no, I'm gonna make Zach win. Live. I swear to God, I will.
I was like, I want to see a video of the longest someone survived just that whole last mission.
All them niggas shot at him, and he's supposed to die, but then Cloud fucking gets meteors thrown at him and shit. And he eats those.
Jumping from building to building.
Because that was before. You know what it is? It's like, it's before
you know
the.
You know what it was, though? Because Zach did. Wait, no, he did get.
No, not like that. No, not because, like Cloud did, though, with the Geneva cells. Cloud literally had the Genova cells. You remember in Crisis Core, he had that cancer-looking.
Yeah, because my man Zach busted him out. He was like, you could have been a test tube, baby, little bitch. Well, I busted you out. I ain't bust you out for you to be a fraud and tell everybody you live with our rap, nigga.
No, Zach was a real one, though.
And he took his girl. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, and he took his girl.
He wanted to be Zach that bad, and she died. How are you going to try to take my girl?
Like, how you going to let my girl die?
Facts.
Now you trying to take her, but you got her killed.
You know this long haired nigga was flying around.
He a whole ass fraud, dog. Okay.
He is a whole ass fraud.
You fraud. Hate Cloud so much.
Yo, nah, Cloud's a fraud. It's,
compared to Zach, Cloud's a fraud.
Zach is a real nigga, dog.
He is really. Yo, I play. You play Crisis Core.
No, of course. It was insulting how he just died right there, and like Midgar was right there.
Yeah, they couldn't figure out a way to write in his death. They just like he just had to get shot by 100 niggas.
At the end, he technically just got shot by like three dudes that just killed him.
Yo, like there was mad niggas in a circle just dumping at him, dog. Like, come on, 50 Cent would have ate that.
I'm mad though. How he only came out in like a turtle.
Why you ain't summon somebody, nigga?
For real.
Why you ain't summon Ifrit to slide them niggas?
Bahamut.
Yo, tell.
Why you ain't get Muhammad Ali out here, nigga?
Muhammad Ali. That's nasty. With the gloves? That's crazy. With the gloves and the.
That's what I used to call him, man. When my brother would play
that. I like time, Muhammad
Ali, nigga.
Comes out, his head shaking a lot.
I thought we were talking about the young. Damn, that's crazy.
That's nasty.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
I didn't summon you.
Damn, I thought he was about to have the old time fade and everything, but nah, I mean.
Should have summoned Mike Tyson. That's what he should have did.
That's Ifrit, dog. Ifrit got the high top fade like Mike Tyson used to have.
Chinua Electric Company, leave my friend alone. Piss me off now. You're ignorant.
I don't like it. I don't like what you guys
buy all this Chinua soldiers' ears up. One, two.
Zach's like, all right, chill. Like, that's enough. Like,
chill, yo. Stop.
Yo, nah, Zach. What are you doing? You're missing me too long, man.
Listen. You summoned me. Why are you doing this? Are you the perpetrator?
Oh, my bad.
Nah, you ain't gonna get me with that psychology bullshit.
Yo.
Why'd you summon me if you didn't want me to bite their heads off?
Yo, they should have played this music in the Harlem Riot, sorry. Niggas would have calmed down real fast. Let's get back into
real time.
Yeah, we got Action Bronson, we got Nas. Yeah, we'll be back.
Damn, like damn, fam. I'm like, touching the shit. I
as a descendant of the stars, it's only right that I become one. As a descendant of the stars, it's only right that I become one. They try to sign your boy to a deal like a Japanese pitcher. I heard Barkley bought a monster for a stripper. Yo, what a shitty tipper, that's where we differ. I handed the keys to the beam of the uplifter. 11 miles up the river, there's a base camp. Play the tent, wait for the enemy, they came and went. I'll admit I had to lay some heads. The doctor said I should be taking meds. So I passed the weed to my mother, tell her road ass shit. Can a motherfucker get a soul clap, bitch? I don't give a fuck, I'm just a grown ass kid. Eyes wide shut, I control that whip. I did an interview for GQ, I'm taking a shit. I'm into getting cake and wear a snakeskin when I spit. I'm in my heyday, people only call me when it's payday. If I was drowning, would they save me? As a descendant of the stars, it's only right that I become one. As a descendant of the stars, it's only right that I become one. My jump shot got an arc like Noah, and 10 of every kind of animal could roll up. I part water like it's just another ordinary night. Every day is clearer that there's more to life. You can catch me at the Grammys rocking white sweats. It's obvious that I like sex. Half RoboCop, half Mike Tyson, tatted on my neck. This is Captain Bronson live from the flight deck. Land over Rhode Island, you can't change my channel. Doing donuts on a camel, Desert Storm camel on. I'm on the same drugs that Hammer was on. Turn the camera on, I'm like a fucking monster out the Amazon. God damn. Shit, boy, yeah, man, yeah, you're a Queens in the motherfucking building, you already know. It's me. As a descendant of the stars, it's only right that I become one. Motherfucker. As a descendant of the stars, it's only right that I become one. As a descendant of the stars, it's only right that I become one. As a descendant of the stars.
Accelerator, the type of nigga who be pissing in your elevator. Somehow the rap game reminds me of the crack game. Used to sport valleys and gazelles with black frames. Now I'm into fat chain, sex and text. Fly new chicks and new kicks, heinies and bags. This is what it's about. Before the BDP conflict with MC Shan, around the time with Shantae, just the real Roxanne. I used to wake up every morning and see my crew on the block. Every day's a different planet, had us running from cops. If it wasn't hanging out in front of cocaine spots, we was at the candy factory, breaking the locks. Nowadays, I need the green and the flash just like the next man. Fuck a yard guard, let me see $100,000. Could use a gun some, but fuck being a wanted man. But if I hit rock bottom, then I'ma be the son of Sam. Then call the crew to get live too, with Sue Walk here, my brother Jungle Big Bo cooks up the blow. Micah chop it, Mayo you count the profit. My shit is on the streets, this way to Jake's and never stop it. Is your brain on drugs? To all fly bitches and thugs, enough respect to the projects. I'm Ghost, one love.
Represent y'all, represent.
My crew is Shorty Busters, the 41st side of Vernon Posse, the Goodfellas, my man Cormega, Lakey the Kid, can't forget Drawers, the Hillbillies, my man Slate, Wallet Head, Black J, Big Oogie, Crazy Barrier Spot,
Big Dog,
we rock shit a lot,
my man Malachi,
PhD, and my man Primo, from Gangstar,
94 real shit, y'all.
Fuck y'all crab ass niggas though.
Bitch ass niggas.
Bitch ass niggas.
Y'all bitch ass motherfuckers.
Come to Queensbridge, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yo, let's go.
Hey, Sweet.
It's my man.
They don't love you, they want the lifestyle. They don't love you, they want the lifestyle. Yeah.
I'm chopping with surgery precision.
Yeah.
Knowing the mission. Oh, damn, I'm pitching these drugs with no damn prescription. Bad girls club, no restrictions.
Yeah.
And they all sitting, no conviction.
Okay.
This ain't no fucking secret.
I ain't lying.
Your main chick know the business.
Uh-huh.
No race, but she pole position.
Woo!
Welcome to my glass house, trap house, rainy savage.
Oh, yeah.
Flex the bricks and I flex and shit, cause I'm extra slick when they hand me cabbage. Never let it all go to waste. My niggas blow treble, move bass. I just want it all go place. Cause money make the world rotate. So come get your fix. Tell yourself that it's just a hit. I'm in denial like you're not a junkie. But who am I fooling? It's just for kicks. Run with the snare like it's just a kick. Run with the flare like I'm next to Rick. Every day on this extra shit. Better know who you messing with. It's aviation. Welcome to my glass house.
My glass house.
Welcome to my glass house.
My glass house.
Welcome to my glass house.
My glass house, my glass house.
Every day on this extra shit, better know who you messing with. It's aviation.
I hope this lasts forever. I just wanna be taxed forever. I don't wanna go back to Rico. I just wanna be taxed forever. I hope this lasts forever. I just wanna be taxed forever. I don't wanna go back to Rico. I just wanna be taxed forever. I bring him up from feeling blue when I manage him.
Yeah.
Yo, chick is so sick for that Jimmy Dean's. Better manage her before I damage her. Got a stamina guy off of the handle, I'm fly. Names can't hold a conversation. Not even my Canada dry. Oh, had cool days, but things would happen at night.
Yeah.
House parties in empty houses, my gang was living that life. Mama says that we need to pray, cause how we living ain't right. While you stayed in line for those white J's, I had J's in line for that white. Go the distance, baby, I am able.
I am able.
Long way from banging beats on an iron table. Embrace your vices, baby, I ain't able.
Yeah.
Call your friends out, bring my boys in.
Yeah.
Lady killers, pick your poison.
Truth.
Backed out till I pass out in my glass house.
Welcome to my glass house.
My glass house.
Welcome to my glass house.
My glass house.
Welcome to my glass house. Every day on this extra shit, better know who you messing with. It's aviation. I hope this lasts forever. I just wanna be taxed forever. I don't wanna go back to Rico. I just wanna be taxed forever. I hope this lasts forever. I just wanna be taxed forever. I don't wanna go back to Rico. I just wanna be taxed forever. For the nights, it was me, myself, and my bad habits. All alone, trapped in the basement, trying to reach the attic. Cause nobody wants to be just average. Nobody wants to take the passage. Nobody wants to see you shine. Everybody wants to see you dive. Nobody wants to see the madness. Embrace it while you're here. Take a risk to try what you want. I'll be here to wipe your tears. I'll be the shield when they got it out for you. So what if you fall back into bad habits? I made this house for you. I know that you missed it. Lying won't get you far. So what if you got yourself addicted? I'm supposed to love you the way you are. I'm supposed to turn you into a star. And give you strength to face the world. And if all fails, you got a room in my glass house. Welcome to my glass house. Welcome to my glass house. Welcome to my glass house. Every day on this extra shit, better know who you messing with. It's aviation. I hope this lasts forever. I just wanna be taxed forever. I don't wanna go back to Rico. I just wanna be taxed forever. I hope this lasts forever. I just wanna be taxed forever. I don't wanna go back to Rico. I just wanna be taxed forever.
Isn't it funny? All light skinned people sound alike. Whoa. Should we live? Oh, my bad. Anyways, like I was. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we are back. Future Perfect Radio. Yo, actually, shout out to Cannabis. Yo, he was actually here in studio. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
He was doing a little interview in another room. Shout out to him. You feel me? I used to bump that Can I Bust a lot. Pause now.
I was like, pause. I was like, is pause part of the title, or is that just?
Yeah, no, it's pausable now, but back then, nah.
It's updated.
Unpausable.
The 2019 remaster, dig it. Cannot bust. Subtitle pause.
They just put a sticker on there that says pause.
That's nasty.
That is. It's a red sticker. Yeah, red sticker. I know it's pause. Red.
Do not remove.
Like the tags on the mattress.
Do not remove pause.
Oh.
Do not remove.
No.
Parentheses and shit. Pause. I'll be wild.
You rip it halfway and say, you're going to regret it. No, sir. No, sir.
Now, rest in peace to battle rapper Tech N9ne, passed away earlier this week.
Man, that was.
Yeah, that.
Came out of nowhere. I'm like, what?
It literally came out of nowhere.
He's not even. Like, he's, how old was he? I think he was
like late 30s, maybe? Mid to late 30s?
Yeah.
I'll look it up real quick, but I think he wasn't that old.
No, he really wasn't. And even if, like, I would say, like, just, like, from the look, like, the look of his face, I'm just like, he looked like, fairly.
Yeah. He was 32.
Yo.
That's wow. Scary,
that's
dog.
Wild.
Whoa.
Like, me and this nigga could have went to high school. That scares me.
Dog.
No, I mean, well, together. I mean, we obviously both went to high school, but.
Yeah. I didn't go to high school.
Right. I mean,
what's that?
You know. That's wild. I mean, it's looking like that type of year already, yo.
Damn, it's even on Newsweek, yo. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. No, it took a lot of people by surprise. Like almost like on some, like when Mac Miller passed, like just people were just like, whoa.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy. Like, I think this is, like, the first, like, big death. What are y'all looking at me like that for?
None,
dog.
I'll swing on y'all. Don't just swing.
Pause. My brakes.
No, it's, like, the first, like, big death this year, I feel like. I feel like we got this far without, like, any major deaths, or am I forgetting somebody?
I feel like you're always forgetting. I feel like when you have to think about it, you're always
niggas die every day.
I was about to say,
you can't chop it.
Yeah, I felt like maybe somebody else died. But that one for me, because like, I actually met Tech N9ne and bumped into him a couple times. And he was a really cool dude. Yeah, when I lived in Philly, he was a really cool dude. And Like, I kind of still don't want to believe it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yo, life's like that sometimes.
I'm about to watch Matt of his battles. Yeah, it's the door, fam. It's the door.
No, I'm like, that door is wild.
That door got some flatulence.
Let's say it sounds like a whole ass.
I don't know, man. That door.
Like a whole ass.
They need some WD-40 for that door.
That door got ass.
You better check. Yo, you be like, excuse me. You better haul out the door.
Baby girl.
Put some leggings on it, like, bam.
Yeah. You know that door be passing gas,
though. Super nasty. You said put some leggings.
Put some leggings on the door. Like, damn.
Oh, man. Nah. How did we get here?
Oh,
imagine this door leggings.
Nah, but all right, let's refocus real quick. We run out of time. I kind of want to, like, sit down one of these days and, like, watch some of his battles again, man. Like, he had some moments. He was on the tear for a while, too, man. I just got to pay homage again, man. You feel me?
Yeah, no,
that's crazy.
He's one of the couple battle rappers.
What is y'all niggas laughing at me?
Nah, I know.
I was not even talking. I was like, wait.
Oh, yeah, we're talking out of like half your mouth, you feel me? No, but yeah, again, rest in peace, Tech N9ne, man. Yeah. Young, man, that's scary.
32.
Trey Deuce.
Oh, and the other thing I got, I was telling my man Gino Wolf here. Basically, I came to this revelation today. Oh, not today. Like, yesterday. Where, like there's, like, a series of videos on YouTube by the Game Boys.
Yeah,
I'm going to get into this. This is the only other thing we have for music. Where it's, like, video game themes that sound familiar. And you start to listen to them. There's a couple where it's like, oh, yeah, that kind of does, but, like, not really stealing. And then there's a couple where it's like, yo, that's wild. Niggas is straight up biting. Mm. Like, I downloaded the video, right? So the first one is Top Gun. So I'll play, like, a little bit of it so you can get an idea, right? So. Watch.
Yeah, I remember this. I had it on my phone. It's getting lit.
No, this is the Top Gun movie soundtrack.
No, but you haven't played the game either, Top Gun? Yeah, like, man, yeah. Based off the movie, but like, just you're still in like a jet. You legit, you either pick Iceman or Maverick. I'm part of the.
Bam.
Which came first?
Bam. Top Gun came before Street Fighter. Ken's theme sounds like that shit.
It does.
I'll go back.
Oh shit.
Exactly. Wait till we get the ice cap, nigga.
Wait, what else notable ones? You gotta what other notable ones?
Hold on, let's see. This is kind of like I see the inspiration from Chrono Trigger, Robo Steam.
Yeah, that's wild.
I was like, this definitely sounds like that, Rich. This next one. I played this song earlier. It's coming up. Put both headphones on. You'll see what I'm talking
put
about.
Put both ears.
Your nigga straight stole me.
Pay me my money. Pay me my money. I need my money.
You know what's crazy?
All these old artists about to come.
You know, because what happened, I feel like, you know that thing, like the indirect inspiration. Say like one of the people that's probably working on the game heard the Jetsons, right?
Yeah.
And then they were like working on a beat for a stage. And unconsciously, they were like, yo, this is hard. And then probably that same guy probably went home at the time. I don't know. He had a Walkman. CD player. I don't know. What do they have? Not Walkman.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was the 90s.
Yeah. He might have had
the whole boombox on his shoulder.
Imagine walking through Osaka with a big ass boombox.
That's wild.
That back in the day.
Yeah. Then he's probably like, he's like, he realized like he ripped it, but in his mind, his brain was just like, yo, this is fire. I'm going to make this as if it was your idea.
Original character, do not steal.
Yeah. So like, even like the Terminator theme, right? Because there's a lot of the shit that they missed. Like, there's like mad Persona music. I'm Shoji Maguro. I'm like, yo, fam. Shoji Maguro. No, I was like, yo, maybe I was giving you a little too much credit, baby girl.
Giving you too much credit, damn.
So, like, the Terminator 2 theme, right? I'm gonna see if I can find that real quick so we can see.
Are you gonna blow my mind a little bit?
Yeah, I am.
Because this is a shit. This is literally the embodiment of this podcast. Like, this is what we've been saying from the jump.
See if this is the right version.
That people, gaming and music, kind of share some crazy ties.
Oh, I had to. Oh, my fault.
This is Terminator.
Terminator 2.
To be exact. Oh, wait, I think I know. Oh, play it. Wait, play it. I think I know.
Mega Man X6.
Play it. No, wait till I get this thing. Yeah, the...
Right.
Supposed to counter argument.
Yeah. Yo, the Top Gun one and the Ken theme, I was like, y'all niggas are stealing, stealing.
Y'all niggas stealing.
Nah, Ice Cap. Nah.
The Ice Cap is wild.
That's
you can't deny the Ice Cap.
He's going to be like,
give me camera to come through. Like,
yo, there's another one.
I'll
show you another one too, really quick. While you talk, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Because there's the thing where, like, people in, like, you know, like in movies, because I saw Us recently. Mm-hmm. I won't go into it. People haven't seen it. You know, the movie's actually
kind of wild.
To
talk about that too, but I felt like you should probably wait until next week.
We'll probably wait until next week, especially if Byron. Byron better have seen it by then, I feel like. Anyway, like they were talking about, like after the movie, like I was watching, like people doing the breakdown, the analysis, and they were going in like, oh, he was actually doing a lot of homage, like paying homage to, like, you know, the time the movie took place.
Yeah.
Like in the 80s and stuff. So even that even reflected not in just by like showing things like you see like movie posters and stuff like that,
yeah,
but also like in the music or stuff like that. So like think about like the time, like also like Top Gun was like a really like really popular movie when it came out.
Yo, but they got so,
but,
like,
so yeah. Like I know what you're saying, but they could have been like, yo, it'll be dope if like Ken Steam kind of similar.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing, right? We get shit for like in hip hop for like sampling. You know, like, sampling is not an art form, but like, yo, they be getting off like redoing whole shits. So, like Ken's theme, like minus two notes, is the fucking Top Gun music.
Back then, it was
watch.
Just like
I'm gonna play another one for you. I'll play another one.
All right,
for
no,
you,
right? Yeah. Cue it up.
That's just wild.
Writing's not that easy, but
writing
Grammarly
isn't
can
easy.
Help.
Grammarly
this
can
sentence
help.
Is grammatically correct.
I know this.
What is it?
What is this originally from?
So it's a song called Good Life by Inner City. And then you're going to recognize this.
Yeah, no, it really sounds familiar.
I feel like there's like 30 billion songs that sound like this.
This was the slap, too. I might let this rock for a little bit because this is the slap. Beat everything,
yeah.
Check out here,
but
wildly.
It's hard though.
Yo, it's... Oh, my heart's coming up. I had that sauce.
Oh, that's sauce. Okay, that's sauce. That was sauce. I'm not gonna lie. That was kind of right. Heavy on the sauce, kind of thick. All right,
Oh wow.
It's a little nasty, but you know.
That's wild nasty. Alright, before we get out of here, my only question is this. Do we look at Japanese composers different now? Because there's more videos. Like
I mean, they're human, man. People still
yo,
yeah, no matter who they are.
It feels like
someone's influenced by somebody.
But here's
you know
the thing, I felt like we romanticized the Japanese a lot for video games and like the music especially. And then when you watch the series, like even like the underground theme for like Super Mario Brothers. I was like, y'all niggas stole that?
Because we can come at them.
Oh, niggas stole mad stuff.
I heard there was a story about the underground theme.
Niggas stole the Starman theme.
Mm.
Oh. Niggas just stole some shit.
Okay. Yeah, no. There's some are like kind of like.
And the thing is, just like, widely... I get if it was like, oh, coincidence, but like, these niggas grew up in a time where that music was popular, and then they got old enough where they were like, yo, remember that one song? That shit was heat, nigga.
Y'all don't remember this song, but I'm going to use it.
No. Facts. That's what we do in hip-hop.
The thing about it is, there's no point of talking to them about it, because you try to come at them, they just not reply to you.
First of all, they're like, we don't speak
English. Like,
they're like, they get their translator, like, yo, tell them I don't speak English.
American Gaijin. I was a stealer of music.
he whispered to the translator, English, like, yo, tell them I don't speak English.
Tell them I don't speak English.
Yeah, first
of all. I ain't trying to talk to this nigga.
Why are you talking like that? I don't want these niggas knowing.
I don't want to talk to this nigga.
Perfect. Yeah. He's like, yo,
he's without me, dog. You can't have that.
He's like, yo, fam's wildin'. Just tell him I don't speak English. I'm like, yo, I heard you.
I know, I'm right here.
I heard you.
He's like, me Japanese. started sound like Mr. Wynn from like Hey Arnold, dog.
Tell Jay to get
Finny creepy.
That's
creepy. Finny creepy. That was my dude.
That was my dude, Mr. Wynn.
That was my dude, yo. Finny creepy.
Finny creepy.
All right, listen.
And on that note,
all right, we'll get more into that later. I'll come up with a whole expose later, but
we could even do a little mini series on it.
I know that would be an ill series.
We should.
Nintendo will probably hit us with the cease and desist with the Swifties.
Probably send Mario himself out here.
Hit her with the silencer. You're fucked up. Yeah, I'm about to be in here with my hands.
It's about to be like Pulp Fiction with Mario and Luigi, dog.
Here knocking on the door. I'm like, who is it?
Let's go.
It's a me, Mario.
I know, right? You about to go
with the silencer noises. With the GoldenEye silencer noise.
Well, I'm telling you, dog.
And then the body drop.
I know. I'm like, hey, yo, what was that? You hear that? You don't even. I'm just another body. You're like. Guys, Mario, you guys are fucked up.
Models that come down
with the ratchet.
So come down with like Link's sword and just kill y'all.
You gonna pull the ratchet out? The super ratchet, nigga. Nah, before we go, yo, Gino, thanks for coming through. If you want to plug your IG or something like that, you can.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Gino Wolf on IG, on Twitter. Yeah.
Word.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
Word.
Good talk. listen, I don't know what we about to play after this because, yeah, it's not out of my control, but we about to get into that, and then we about to get the fuck out of here. So thank y'all for coming through, for listening to another episode of Future Perfect. We'll see you guys next week, and we are out.
Try to get out
the deuces.
Door. That door got whole ass.
Yo, you're...